Do you have a crush you wanted to give chocolate to on Valentine's Day, but you chickened out last minute and ate all the chocolate by yourself? Well, you have another opportunity later in the year to show your crush how you feel. On November 11th, you can give your crush pepero. And the best part is, if your crush doesn't reciprocate the same feeling, you can just play it off as simply giving a gift as a friend. This week in the Jangdo, Gochujang Gang Spice Test, Pepero.
Gochujang, or red chili paste, is a spicy, savory, and sweet fermented condiment popular in Korean cooking. It is naturally fermented over years in changdok, or clay pots on an elevated stone platform in the backyard. Luckily for us, we don't need years or a backyard changdok to develop our gochujang flavor. All right. Yeah, so pepero. Is that's just a pepero thing, or is that a pocky thing too?
Okay, so this is, I think, like, the funny part is, so pocky is the original, like, snack. It was first made in Japan, and then, like, a Korean company just kind of, like, copied it because they couldn't get it imported. But then, like, people in Korea, like, made the unofficial Pepero Day to be, like, November 11th. Mm-hmm. And that became popular. And now, like, it's also kind of, like, being practiced in Japan as well.
Okay. All right.
So, like, the snack is originally from Japan, but the Pepero Day is, like, originally from Korea.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Although, I feel like Coach Alex would argue otherwise. Is that
why? Why would I do that?
You'll probably say the Pepero is an original snack.
I mean, you can't argue with, like, the shape and shit. Like, it's pretty similar.
But then when they sued them, they said that it's the shape is, like, optimal shape.
Yeah, they did. Yeah,
optimal eating shape.
Yeah, like, so how else can you dip the chocolate? You know, it's like
yeah. So I think they said that it wasn't a copy.
Yeah, they said it wasn't a copy.
Yeah, but I mean, they also said that, like, it's, like, very rare for, like, what is it, like, any sort of legal things to happen between, like, food related or, like, snack related things. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, we can talk more into that after the intro. All right. Hi, Coach Chad here. So let me go ahead and... It's been a while, shoot.
Hi, Coach Chad.
Hi, Coach Amanda. All right.
Hi, Coach Chad.
Hi, Coach Alex.
Hi, Coach Chad.
Yeah, hi, Coach Mike. Yes, everyone, hello. Then and now, our world and everything is constantly being fermented over years and years in a giant chandok under a lit of culture and lifestyle. Well, besides Coach John, Cassandra sets the test of time to stay hot or not. Here to decide with me, Alex, the harsh critic Gochu, who stands by Pepero being a original Korean confectionery made by the Korean company Lotte. So I didn't know this, but, you know, Lotte was founded by a Korean guy who went to school in Japan back in the 40s.
Oh, so he really just stole pocky.
Yes, because I always thought Lotte was, like, a Japanese Korean company, like, so I was confused, but now it makes more sense. So it was made by a Korean guy who went to a university in Japan, because it was, you know, during that time, that's how it was. Yeah. So now it makes more sense to me. And then apparently, like, Pepero was, like, the first big thing. Yeah. So, yeah, man, I don't know. It makes sense. But I was always confused because Lotte seemed like it was big in Japan too. But anyways,
really? I don't know. I wasn't.
Yeah, it's pretty big. According to Wikipedia, they said that they were selling gum in Japan back in the day. Okay. Anyways, Amanda, the opening act, Goju, who regularly hands out beppero to people as gifts by saying, "Let's be tall and skinny." <It's>, I don't know. According to Wikipedia, it says that beppero day was founded by a middle school student girl in Yeongnam, and she was giving out beppero saying, "Let's be tall and skinny."
Yeah, that has to be a myth.
Yeah, so? I don't know. It's weird.
That's some marketing bullshit.
For sure.
And then they turned it into more like a lover's thing. Yeah.
I also read that Lotte tried to market it as oh, you have 11 packets of beppero on November 11th at 11:11, then you'll be skinny.
Oh, yeah. So I guess it is a marketing ploy. Get all the... Yeah. Young kids to think that you get skinny if you eat it.
They sell 60% of the sales are made on 11/11.
Really? 60%, did you say?
That's crazy. Yes. That's like Valentine's Day marketing style, huh?
So that definitely is a marketing
thing. Yeah.
That is a really, really high number.
That's crazy.
I feel like that's like Peeps for Easter, I feel like, right?
Probably, yeah. No, but Peeps probably even more. Who gets that shit on? No, because I
still,
why are they still around? I don't know.
Yeah, they're disgusting marshmallows with sugar on it. Like, why would you want to eat it?
I don't think I've actually ever had one. I'm just judge it just for. Secondhand really? Judgment.
Yeah. You gotta try it. Maybe
do I have to?
Oh, wait a minute. We should do that then in April. Pete.
Yeah, we can do a Pete.
Yeah.
Or Easter candy.
Easter candy. We can do the chocolate egg.
Cadbury eggs.
Those are good.
Those are good.
Also, Peeps were pretty good when you were a kid. I don't know, but they were good when you were a kid. Oh, we can do an Easter bunny chocolate too. They got so many stuff. All right. Okay. Okay. Write it down. We got April set. Okay. But yeah, in this description, I was planning to say something negative and say, Goju Mendez hands out says, "Let's be tall and skinny," and she focuses on fat people. But you can edit that out.
That is mean.
Yeah, you can edit that out. Goju. Michael, the multiverse Goju, who likes to tie a whole bundle of beppero together and air fry them just enough. So they stick together as one. It's just one beppero. It's like the similar idea of oh, it's just one glass.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Actually, it does sound good. When I was writing, I was I want to try that out. Especially with the almond beppero, the crunchy stuff. That sounds good. That sounds like a good snack. All right. And I, Chad, the spiciest gochu in existence. Okay, I'm not used to this. Who uses beppero as a pretend cigarette to turn into a spicy detective, Chad. I used to do that back in high school. Yeah.
Used to. Don't lie.
I thought you were going to say in college, back in college.
Oh, actually, I have pictures of it in college, too. I did it in college. I still do it now, occasionally. You know. Yeah, it's fun.
I don't know. Do you do that on your dates?
I just the vibe check. I give her one and say, "Hey, you want to smoke?" Come on. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that's the vibe check.
Mm, yeah. Okay.
And then she plays along, then you know she's weird.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you haven't found the perfect weird person for you yet.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And why are you turning it into...
What?
I purposely avoided doing anything mentioned of that on my intro.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It's not. I don't know. It's
can't help it.
Yeah, it's just such an odd thing to do.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I guess I guess every moment I can get, I'm just trying to figure out, you know, how to help Chad, get you Chad out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Am I that much of a lost cause?
Is this doing right in the notes? Stop doing that cigarette thing.
Oh, you gotta be more direct, man. I can't read between the lines, right?
Was that between the lines?
Really? Yeah, it was. I couldn't tell.
I don't know. Gochu Mike got it.
Gochu Mike is more... He picks up on that kind of thing better, right? I don't know. And together with the Gochan gang, Barkery Mercus Closey will be told this very please. Alright. Well, we got through that. So are we done?
Done with the episode? I don't...
Alright. Pepero. So Pepero was made 17 years after Pocky. And it's kind of hard. Like, when you think about it, it's kind of hard to distinguish the two sometimes. Like, oh, was that Pepero? Was that Pocky? But I do have to admit, I think it tastes different when you actually do a comparison test, like between Pepero and Pocky. I do like Pepero, the almond Pepero sticks a lot. I think those are pretty good. But I haven't tried some of these other flavors, but we'll get to those flavors later. And then also Gochals, he gave us some facts about the sales, which is pretty crazy. But back in the day, I'm curious if Coach Amanda, you got like Pepero back in the day, or you gave up Pepero back in the day.
No.
Cool.
I don't really remember doing that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. I think because I was only in Korea until I was in third grade.
Yeah, but isn't that when the kids start doing it? Like third grade is 8 years old. Actually, maybe that's kind of young.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, like, you would still want, or back then, at that age, you still have to go to the grocery stores with your parents. And it's just like, Mom, can you buy me, five packs of Pepero? Just,
And then your mom would say, are you sure not 11?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, no, I never really,
Okay. All right, well, before we get into Pepero back in the day, I think that's probably all the Pepero back in the day, really. But before we get into more of it, I know we banned this, but anything new you guys want to talk about? Any juicy gossip, Coach Alex?
Did we talk about our KFC article?
Oh, we didn't. Uh-huh. Yeah, go ahead. So...
This was back a year ago now. A little more than a year ago.
It was that long ago?
When we had our Korean February Chicken Month.
Mm-hmm.
And then we reached out to by a journalist who wanted to write an article on Korean fried chicken.
Mm.
Wow, she reached out to us? Wow.
Yeah, and then she...
You were there.
So we gave her some responses to her questions about Korean fried chicken and kind of personal, actually, some of them.
Mm.
Right?
Wow, especially really?
Amanda's, I remember, about growing up in the Midwest, eating her Korean food for lunch and getting picked on.
Wow, right? That happened? I don't remember that.
Yeah, you got something like that.
I don't remember this. I forget what I wrote.
Yeah. And then, it was all kind of personal a bit for all of us. But it was cool because she included a lot of that in her article. And yeah, it was published last month.
Wow. And the article, was it any good, Coach Alex?
I think it's a pretty good read.
Okay, well, go ahead and link it.
Okay.
Yeah, link it so the spicy king can read it. I mean, I glanced through it. I didn't read it word for word. And yeah, I was kind of surprised how she incorporated our quotes in there. And she referenced us a lot, too, a little too often. It made you think that we were like experts in Korean fried chicken.
Yeah, she did.
I mean, we did have a whole month of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so... I mean, I'll try to link it, but in case I'm not able to, it's on the American Purpose publication online.
Huge publication.
Huge, yes.
Huge publication.
Yeah. She did get her hopes a bit up.
Yeah. Right? I don't know. She might still be listening to us.
I'm not saying anything bad, but she did mention Washington Post, New York Times, right?
I told my mom we were going to be on the cover of Time magazine, so I was a little disappointed.
A little bit, yeah. She kind of she let us on a little bit.
Well, I mean, through the things that, like, she said that she's previously,
yeah, covered, she has, right, yeah.
So, I mean, like, she didn't lie to us.
Yeah, but like, Times magazine versus American Purpose. I mean, it's not that
I don't
bad.
See the difference, honestly. That, they're both, yeah, they're both huge bad, publications. Yeah.
And yeah, she was, I think she quoted us a lot. She also quoted a former U.S. Korean diplomat.
Well, we're on the same level as a diplomat?
I know, yeah. Our words hold the same weight.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how she found this. Yeah, I don't know why she chose us. But cool. Nice. All right. So yeah, Spicy King, take a read and let us know what you thought with hashtag KFC article. Okay. Yeah, I think anything else? I think that's pretty big news, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Shit, I mean, come on.
You can tell us about your recent travel.
Yeah, I went to the Philippines for the first time, and and then after I went to Korea, and then a week later I went to Argentina. So like both places I'd never been to, Southeast Asia and like South America.
Wow, yeah. So exotic.
The fuck?
I want to try using that word.
Oh, oh wow, that's not good. You're okay. Anyways, yeah, I mean,
well, did you? I know you went there for work, but did you have any like time to do some exploring?
Yeah, I had some time to do some exploring. Now, so actually, Philippines, like I would say, like 80% of the tourists in Philippines were Korean people, like Koreans.
Oh, there.
Yeah, And I stayed at a resort there, and like all the people there were Korean, pretty much.
Oh, yeah.
And then there was, like, you know, the occasional, like, problematic thing going on, you know.
Oh.
Like, the super old white dude with the young, you know, local, you know. So it was really disturbing to see. And but you can't walk around the Philippines, too, because it gets kind of sketch. And so I always had a shuttle. Food was all right, though. And then in the Argentina, it was a little... it was a little bit better because people in Argentina had dogs on leashes, like they were pets. But in the Philippines, they're like strays all the time, all over.
Mm.
Yeah. But then I noticed something with Argentinians in Buenos Aires is that even though they had their dogs on leashes, they loved to pull them. They were pulling all, everybody was like pulling their dogs.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I guess that's just how they treat their dogs.
I mean, they love to pull them.
like were all the dogs not walking and all just getting pulled?
Yes, actually, that happened a lot. Where I was like walking on the street and there's like owner and their dog and the dog wouldn't want to walk anymore. And then the guy just like pulling his dog across the street, across the sidewalk. And I was like, what's going on here? It happened more than once. Different people, different dogs.
Different dogs. Yeah, say different dogs too.
So I was kind of surprised. I guess that's the culture here. Is that they have dogs and they treat them right, but then you know they still pull them pretty hard. Because I compared it with like people in America. Like you would rarely see Americans like pulling their dog by the like you know on the leash that hard. They would probably just like pick him up or something.
Yeah, because then like a Karen will come by.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, yeah,
tell
yeah.
them off. Mm.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's
how. How about like, did you see a lot of dog poop around?
Surprisingly, no.
Yeah, so I think that's like an American thing where people don't pick up after their dogs.
Ugh,
yeah.
Right.
That makes sense.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
We have like stations all throughout our apartment complex with poop bags,
poop stations.
Yeah, and like the trash bin. Like one time I was out walking Leon and I saw another person with a dog and the dog just pooped and it literally was just like 5 feet away from the poop station. And this person just walked away without picking up the poop.
Did the person see it?
Yeah.
Oh.
They're not camouflaged. What are you talking about?
I don't know. Maybe they weren't paying attention.
Maybe they're pulling the dog and just leaving a trail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's bad here. It's like everywhere you go, they're dog poop.
And I guess that's the culture too, huh? That's like, I guess that kind of reflects American culture, like laziness.
Wow, you call Americans lazy?
Yeah.
I think a lot of the world would call Americans lazy.
I think so too, yeah.
Mm, I guess compared to, some of the other greens.
Even the French would call Americans lazy.
What does that mean?
Aren't like the French like the one country who like don't put too much emphasis on their job? Like they work the least.
It's not Spain, I feel.
Is it Spain?
I think it's like Europe in general.
Yeah, I think it's Europe. I think it's Spain. Like more like Spain, but Europe in general.
Spain like takes like the siesta, right?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah,
in the middle of the day. But I think French people
don't work.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought it was like Denmark or like Norway or something.
I think it's all of those lazy fucks over there. Just
yeah, just generalizing. Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. Well, man, oh my gosh. Okay, one highlight of the trip, the one highlight of the Argentina trip was on my flight from Dallas to Argentina, Buenos Aires. It was like a 10 plus hour flight. But to me it's like the idea of like it being 10 hours kind of I was surprised because it was like the same time, like almost same time zone, but just like obviously like it's way down more south. I didn't realize, right, as an American. And I had a middle seat in the economy. And I was between like the two fattest Texas dudes. It was the worst.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And because like the guy.
Oh, so three fat people in one room.
What? Come on, man. I barely feel that seat. What are you talking about? They're like, just to give you an idea. Like the guy on the right of me was so fat, his body, like, melted over the armrest, and so his fat was in constant contact with my right side of my body.
Oh,
so like that area was like sweating the whole time.
Oh man,
yeah.
He was just trying to be nice and keep you warm.
I guess,
you know what? He probably never had pepperol.
At least not 11 packs at once.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
Jesus, can we do that? Make the pack jokes? Are we so too late? No,
it's the marketing thing, Gochi Chad. You need 11 of them.
Yeah. And that's because he
bring it back to the topic.
Yeah, because he had he had 22 of them instead.
Oh, that's mean.
What?
That's too much.
I suffered, man. That was the worst flight I ever had. Because, jeez, I suffered. Okay, I can. And
yeah, I guess that's the thing about like sitting in the middle seat. It's kind of risky, depending on who you sit next to.
It's definitely risky. Like that's the seat you don't want.
I had to because it was like I had to book late. But man, I was like really hoping for like an old small woman. You know
why an old woman?
Because they're usually smaller. No.
Well, but then they start talking to you.
But that's why
it's true. That's so true. Oh my god. Oh my god. You're 100% right.
I had headphones on.
The last like two or three trips that I've been on, when I'm sitting next to older women, they'll always just like point something out or something.
Oh yeah, they always try to like make conversation with you.
Yeah,
and like you feel bad like to just like pull them off because they're small old people.
Okay, so you prefer a fat, huge dude compared to a small old woman?
No, I prefer to stay home.
Oh, me too. Jesus. I think traveling is overrated.
But on that old woman thing though, I recently flew too because I went up to San Francisco to take care of Kuchu Chad's dog, Mita. But kind of a pet peeve now is when people who get on planes with their carry-ons, but they can't handle their carry-on.
Oh.
You know? Like, they pack so much in their carry-on, yeah. and they're, like, but they're, like, small people, mm-hmm. where they can't lift the carry-on on their own.
Oh.
That's a...
Kind of annoying now for me, honestly.
Wow, because you have to
help. I have to help them, you know? Mm-hmm. And you're, like, they lift it up, and they're, like, oh, this is as far as I can get it. And then, like, you can't just, like, stand there, like, okay, yeah, cool.
But now you cheer them.
Yeah.
You get no shit.
But then, like, I'm, and, you know, to them, I look like a young guy.
Yeah.
But I got my own back problems, yeah. you know, that I'm not, you know. But I had to, like, help them carry their heavy shit and put it up on the overhead bins.
Okay, I forgot about your back problem.
You know, you should pack as much as you can handle.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, but also some people argue, like, they enjoy helping.
But they're like, expecting somebody to help them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
every okay. time.
Well, that's why they're supposed to ask the flight attendants to help them. But it's hard to get a flight down.
Yeah. It's so, like, the plane itself is so narrow that, like, yeah. It just doesn't make sense for, like, the flight attendant to be available every time someone needs help putting their luggage away.
Oh, yeah. And with my two different travels, I took Korean Air to the Philippines, and then I took American for Venezuela. I noticed a huge difference in service. It was crazy. Because, like, on the Korean Air one, when the students are asking, like, well, what do you want? Like, do you want, like, chicken or Korean sambap? And then people are like, oh, what's Korean sambap? And then they would, like, go into an explanation of, like, exactly what it is, like, what it was in the package. And then for the American, it was like, oh, do you want chicken or pasta? Like, chicken or pasta? And then I remember a woman say, what kind of pasta? And the dude said, no idea. I was like, what the fuck? So different. he couldn't even tell him what kind of pasta it was.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, that's so crazy. Funny. Oh my god! And it just blows my mind. The service difference is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh man.
Going back to that old lady thing too. No, because
wrong with you and these old ladies?
So after you help them put the bag in, like, they did half the work, and you do the second half.
Yeah.
But then when you guys are getting ready to deplane to get off. Like, 100% of the work is on you.
Oh, because
right? You're not going to take it off and then hand it to her halfway to put it down.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, you know, you get up, she's like, she looks at you, and she's like, oh, you know, right? That's, you know my bag. You're going to get it, right? Right?
Okay. I don't know.
It's a new pet peeve.
Yeah.
You can set up boundaries, you know?
I don't know. I guess as, like, a female who traveled alone with a carry-on luggage, there were times when I, like, struggled to put it away. And I always found, like, people helping me, which I thought were very nice.
Yeah, that's how I'm thinking too. But I guess Coach Alex doesn't like the idea that it's expected.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah,
okay. You gotta check your bag then.
Oh, they could check their bag. Yeah, that's what it's for.
If you can't handle it, you gotta check it.
I always do check it. You know how, like, in the like, before you get on the flight, they always say that, like, oh, it's like a full flight, and so, like, we'll check your baggage for free. If I'm traveling alone, I do that.
I volunteer. Wow.
Yeah.
You're, like, the only person I know who volunteers for that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It's a free service, Gucci-chan.
Well, and then, like, I don't have to, like, carry or, yeah, be struggling with the luggage on the plane.
No, my worry is that they'll lose my luggage, because especially if I have multiple flights. How do I know they're going to get there?
Yeah. Or, you know, gets damaged or, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That happened when I went to London.
Oh, see ya. All right. Yeah. Well, damn. We had a good segue back to Beppo. Go, Chimena did that good segue back.
I know. Now we're too far ahead or, like, away. Yeah.
Should we just talk about airplanes? Didn't we have a flying episode?
We did.
What happened? Why did you have all this stuff in there?
I'm pretty sure he talked a bit about all of this.
He talked about old ladies and how you hate them.
Oh, that's a new thing.
That's a new thing?
From my latest trip, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's get back into Beppero. Back in the day, Coach Amanda mentioned that you didn't get any, or you didn't give any, because you're too young.
I didn't give any. I didn't really receive any.
Yeah. I think it's the same with Coach Alex and I. We didn't really participate in that, right? Or did you get some?
I don't remember if I got any. I don't know.
Okay.
I didn't get any.
Okay.
Wow, we were popular kids.
I mean, it's different. They went to American school, right? I don't know if they. Mm. Although, if you went to like American school, like a more like with the Asian, bigger Asian community, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, my only memories of Beppero is like when I already spent the intro. It was like I act like I was smoking them, you know, like a detective. And I think back in that day, I didn't even know the difference between Beppero and Pocky, honestly. Yeah. So I was supporting the wrong brand sometimes, probably. Yeah. you know, anything else with the back in the day before we move on?
Not really.
Okay, yeah. All right. Yeah, let's go ahead and move on to the Golden Gocha quiz. And so this is going to be Golden Gocha quiz, spicy or sour. So I have Beppero flavors here. And you got to tell me if it's spicy, which means it's real, or sour if it's made up a fake flavor. Okay. All right.
But we did this before with ice cream or something.
Yeah, we did
right?
this before with Baskin Robbins ice cream. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. I don't really know which one's harder or not, the order. So we'll just do like a randomly according to what Discord is showing me here. So we'll do oldest to youngest. Yeah, okay.
I was going to say, what's the Discord showing between me and Alex?
I know, I was imagining. All right, oldest to youngest. All right, so go to Mike. First question. All right. White chocolate. Also, this is all according to like what they have on Wikipedia listed, okay? White chocolate.
I think I'm going to say sour. I think that's like
Damn, so. You saw right through it. How'd you know?
I feel like that's like more of like an American thing. Like,
oh, shit. Like... You're using your noggin. That's right. Yeah.
Oh,
wow. Yeah. Damn, go to Mike. We're starting off strong with 1 point.
I would have said spicy.
I know. Because go to Mike, you're right. Because they actually have a flavor called white cookie.
But not... Yeah, I was going to say, I know there's like cookies and cream flavor.
Yeah. So not a, but not white chocolate. So wow, good job. All right, go to Alex.
All right,
nude cream.
The heck?
Nude cream cheese.
Nude cream cheese.
Wait, is it nude cream or nude cream cheese?
He's adding a word every time. Yeah.
I said nude cream cheese.
Nude cream cheese marshmallow.
Nude cream cheesecake.
Cream cheese. I want to say sour, but I'm going to say spicy.
It is spicy. I mean,
okay.
I mean, come on. Nude cream cheese? Like,
come on. I don't know.
It's kind of specific, right?
It is. That's how I was like, oh, is it fake?
Yeah. No, I've never heard of it.
Yeah, I kind of want to try it out. I think some of these flavors sound good. All right. Go to Amanda. Baba Dreams.
Baba?
Yeah.
Like B-A-B-A?
Or like B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A.
Is that like a sheep thing?
I don't know, you tell me. They don't have images next to these.
Because they're made up? Oh. Is that why?
Spicy.
No, it's sour. Come on. What the hell? What would that taste like?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
You
but
tricked me.
Yeah, you tricked me. I thought you were like, oh, they don't have images. Like,
I know.
Then.
Come on.
Yeah, but I, like, what?
Sounds good, though.
I don't know. Yeah. What were you imagining when you made it up?
I was imagining like you know, like Shooting Star from Baskin Robbins, kind of like that kind of flavor.
Interesting.
But less like poppy, more smooth. Yeah. A little more milky, I would say, like a milky flavor.
Interesting.
Okay. Go to Mike. Choco cookie.
Ooh, okay. So, ooh, that choco, that's an interesting word to use. Cookie seems like redundant. That's basically just describing what it is already. But, I'll go with sweet. Or spicy. What the?
I mean, it does sound very sweet.
It does say, yeah, I was thinking just sweet sounding
cookie. Choco cookie is spicy.
Yeah.
Nice. Your what's the logic is makes sense, thinking wise. Yeah, what?
What's the flavor? Is it just like a basic one? Or?
No, actually, the basic one is just called chocolate.
Okay.
So this one's a choco cookie, chocolate cookie, some kind of.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe it has like a crunchy exterior. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like all the almond one. Okay. Go to Alex. Hojicha green tea.
Hojicha green tea? Nah, that's sour.
Damn, that was quick. Yeah, you got it right. That's sour.
That stood out too much.
Yeah, and also, I don't think hojicha is like that big of a flavor in Korea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because actually, they have a green tea one. But they don't have a hojicha. Okay. Go to Amanda. Chunky granola.
Sour.
No, that's spicy.
Oh, no.
Go to Amanda. Okay. All right. That's okay. We have one more round. At least you get something. Okay. Go to Mike. Strawberry jam.
I'm going to go sour.
Damn, Go to Mike, you got 3 for 3. Good at this game. All right, go to Alex. Go to Alex.
Giving me all the weird ones.
Shit, she's upset. She's mad at me. Go to Alex. Peanut.
Peanut? Peanut. Yeah, it's sour.
Oh, we got a clear winner. Go to Alex. That was spicy.
No, man.
I'm sorry.
Go to Amanda. She shook her head. She's like, Why
would you listen to her, man? She got no requires right.
She seemed like she really knew.
You should have went the opposite of what
she said. As soon as you said, she's like, no.
Just me thinking that doesn't sound very good.
Well, maybe this is what tricked you is that peanut is apparently is only a USA flavor.
Oh.
For Bepito. Yeah. So maybe that's why.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, because I feel like Koreans don't really enjoy peanut butter that much.
Yeah, I don't think so either. No. Yeah. Yeah. It's a very American flavor.
Okay. Do I still get a turn?
Yeah, you still get a chance here. Okay. All right. Peppermint. Don't get upset.
Peppermint?
Yeah, peppermint.
Sour.
Oh, Gochimena's on the board. Nice. Oh, okay. So, yeah, I guess peppermint, same reasoning with peanut.
Well, I know there's mint chocolate, but I don't think peppermint is very popular in Korea. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
so the last round was worth 3 points.
Well, I mean, okay. I mean, second, you're not going to be first still.
No. Yeah, that's okay.
Don't be. Come on. All right. So, Coach Mike, wow, congratulations. You got all three of them right. And then Coach Alex, your second. Coach Amanda. Another Coach Amanda opening? You guys.
Yay.
Oh, man.
What was that? Okay. Well, that was spicy and sour or sour. The other, I have that tiebreaker. Tiebreaker was the sweet potatoes.
Oh.
Guys have a guess on sweet potatoes?
How would you make that?
I'm gonna say sour, but Goju Mike.
I would say spicy.
Goju Mike is right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it one of the nude ones?
I don't know if it is, because it doesn't say nude on the title.
Oh.
Yeah. What is nude supposed to mean? It's like no.
It has like a filling inside.
Oh. Huh.
So usually it's, you know, like a stick with like covers.
So like the nude cream cheese has like a filling of cream cheese inside?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's just like a hollow stick with filling inside of it.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I recognize what you're... Yeah, okay. Huh. All right, well... Damn, Coach Mike, you're good at this. He's like, you came up with these flavors or something. Okay, let's go ahead and open the jando to see what we got for Pepero now. I have a feeling it's going to be kind of short, too. So Pepero now, I mean, I get Pepero sometimes when I go to the grocery store. It's like a nice snack to have with coffee. I either get Pepero or a Binch. I like Binch a lot. Binch is like it's like a biscuit with half of it covered with chocolate. It has like an elaborate design on it. Mm. Yeah.
Binch is good.
Yeah. I like Binch more than Pepero.
I think Binch is actually pretty chocolatey.
Yeah. Oh, but yeah, Pepero, for sure. Yeah.
You don't really get too much of the chocolate flavor.
Yeah, like Pepero is like more the fun of eating it. I feel like. You gotta smoke it. And then Binch is, man, I remember those commercials. They really laid on to the Binch, you know?
What?
Yeah, maybe they might have been.
I feel like that was the marketing. Might
have not been their intention.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like back in the day with the whole like rapping of the Niga thing. I kind of felt like it was intentional. Like it's kind of, they're kind of leaning in.
Might have been intentional, might have not been.
But anyways, Binch is so good. I like it. I get a box, and then I would end up eating the box. Yeah, so I try not to get it, because it's so much. Compared to like a pocket.
You eat the box?
What?
You eat the packaging in the box?
Yeah, I eat the whole box.
He leaves all the packaging inside of it out and just enjoys the box.
Isn't that what you Binch and just eats the box?
Isn't that what you say when you say you ate the whole box? Like, what are you talking about?
The way you said it sounded a little weird.
Yeah.
Oh, I did? Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so that's like, that's what I'm saying, like, Pocky, oops.
Pepero. I think it's the difference between I ate the whole box versus I ate the box.
Oh, okay. I see what you mean.
For me, though, it's a little different, Goju Chad. Like, I like Binch. Like, one of the reasons why I like Binch is because
they're... Pepero episode.
I know, but they're individually packaged. So if it's like, as a snack, you can actually just have one.
That's true.
Right? You open the box, and then you don't ruin all of them because they're not, like, all exposed to the air yet.
Yeah.
They're individually packaged. You open one, you can eat just one. Enjoy one. But yeah. with Pepero, I mean, you open the package, and, like, all of them are just, like, out there. Yeah. And it's, you have to, like, eat them all or they get stale.
That's true, yeah.
But I mean, it's supposed to make you skinny, so.
That doesn't make any sense.
I think it could make sense if you like pace yourself when you eat it.
It's not like celery. There's calories in there. You're just
that's why you're supposed to smoke it, man. You know, smokers they lose weight. It's the same idea. Also, Gochaz, you mentioned.
But you're not consuming. Pepero then.
You kind of suck the air through the Pepero stick.
Uh-huh. And then you throw it away?
Yeah, exactly. Kind of gets like a little icky and you just throw it away. Yeah.
Okay.
That's the idea. Gochaz, when you mentioned the Binch packaging, individual packaging for each one, it kind of made me think of something I think about recently a lot is like, there's so much packaging of like these small things or like any kind of thing, really, or delivery. There's like, and then people throw it away, and there's like so much trash. How is our world still functioning? Do you ever think that? Oh, you're fine with that.
I think about it, but I don't care.
Oh, really?
Wow, I got this boomer mentality already.
I was like, "What? I'm not gonna be alive by then anyway, so What does it matter?
It's true. Yeah. I mean, I'm already like going to be like mid 30, I think. Almost. I mean, I'm going to be closer to 40 than 30.
Mm.
It's sad.
I don't have like that much time.
The fudge?
I mean, compared to like a kid, like they can worry about their own future. I gotta think about myself. You have
at least 35 years.
Yeah, I see. Half my time's gone.
At least.
Yeah, but then that's making the argument that like people who are 35 years younger than you should worry about it. So it's like the problem is only happens within 35 years.
I don't know. What's the science say now?
I don't know.
Probably not in our lifetime.
Yes, I don't care.
Yeah, but yeah. Isn't it kind of crazy how all these packaging stuff just gets thrown away and there's so many of it?
I paid for it.
But where does it go?
I don't care.
The world didn't pay for it.
I pay for the trash too, don't I?
Oh, okay.
Nowadays there's a lot of like biodegradable like packaging and stuff.
Yeah, okay.
So there are ways that people are trying.
Yeah.
Okay. You need to try harder because those straws suck.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, Coach Mike, what do you lean on this?
On destroying the world?
You can't answer destroying the world.
I'm with Greta. How dare you?
You know, talk is easy. All right.
How dare you?
Well, I'm missing this reference.
It's Greta.
Greta from what?
Greta Thunberg.
When was this?
What? She's just the little girl, right? The activist.
Now I get it. Okay.
Yeah.
Jeez, when you like say Greta, I think Greta Gerwig. I was like, what? What's going on here?
Wonder Woman? What?
Yeah.
Was that Wonder Woman?
I don't think it's. Oh, did she make Wonder Woman? Did she make Wonder Woman 19? Whatever. Anyways.
I thought so.
Man. Okay. I guess. I mean, I don't know. I think about it sometimes and just realize, like, how does our world still function? How do people still live in this?
Pro tip. It doesn't.
It doesn't?
We're going off the edge here, man.
That's the other thing too. I wonder is like if it doesn't work and it's obvious it just doesn't. Why are people okay with it still? Shouldn't we have like a bigger activist movement?
I don't know, but you've seen the latest polls, right? Like Trump's doing well.
Hmm.
I mean, maybe a lot of people are thinking, oh well, not in my lifetime.
Ooh, called out.
Okay. Well, anyways, okay. Anything else for Pepero nowadays? What do you guys have for Pepero now?
Oh, I don't even know when the last time I had it was. I think.
Whoa! You gotta lie. Say you had it yesterday.
No, I think I had it. The last time was like from the Korea trip, from like 2017 or whatever.
Oh damn!
Oh wow!
Yeah.
You specifically had Pepero then that trip?
Yeah, I think I got some at Latte World.
Oh, okay. It makes sense.
So, from the source.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah. I don't know. When was the last time we had Pepero? We never buy Pepero.
Yeah, I don't buy it.
It just appears.
No, like we haven't had it recently. I mean, we always see it when we go to H Mart. There's like a whole section of it with like different flavors. Mm. And and once it actually gets closer to November 11th, they have like those like seasonal like packaging stuff, and there are some like gigantic boxes.
Yeah,
of Pepero,
the huge ones.
Yeah, and like I'm always curious, but also like not curious enough to get one. Yeah,
maybe they should bring back that old slogan. To be like tall and skinny.
Oh,
I feel like that will turn heads.
Because it wouldn't work. It doesn't make sense.
It's so crazy, and people know it doesn't make sense. But like, wouldn't that attract people to buy it? Still, I think they should bring that back.
Mm, I think like back in the day, people were more concerned about being skinny. I think nowadays people are more concerned about being fit.
Oh, okay. I was about to correct. I was like, yeah, okay, it doesn't make sense, but yeah, okay, fit makes sense. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, okay. All right. Oh yeah. The last time I got Beppero was November 11th.
Oh yeah.
Believe it or not.
Did you gift one to yourself?
Jesus. How did you know? I was gonna say that and you beat me to the punch there. Okay. Cool. All right.
This is how much I know you. This is how well I know you, Coach Chad.
I wish it was different. All right. Do we have a segment before we move on?
Yeah, just a little short one.
Okay.
Just a sec. I have to type some hashtags. Okay. We don't have to do the music, but we are investing. We are. Okay. Speed run that. So we're gonna do the season finale of the first year plus of We Are Investing. So I'm gonna give out the awards to the winners. There's no really awards.
Need more than a year.
It's been more than a year.
We need like 10 years.
Okay. Well, there'll be announcements. All right. So stuff.
The real
out.
Results.
So, for this little segment, I'll go ahead and list how the results were. And so in last place, unfortunately, it started strong, but fell off.
I already know.
Chewy's at -25.57%. With a value of 37.20, down from 50.
Wow, negative.
Yep.
And that means people stop buying dogs.
Right? Stop caring for them.
Oh, no.
Next up, we have the SBDR Dow Jones Industrial Average ETF Trust from GoTo Alex, which is positive 22.58%.
Safe.
Which is 61.29.
Dude, that's more than safe. That's pretty damn good, no?
We're talking about pretty damn good. We're going to the leader, GoTo Chad, with Shake Shack.
Woo!
With 142.18%.
Wow. Oh my gosh! The Korean menu strikes!
With $121.09 up from $50.
Wow! If I put all my money in there, then
yeah,
I would have more than double.
Over
damn. No, why are they so good?
Damn, you should have done that.
GoTo Chad definitely had his finger on the pulse there.
Oh my god! I put money in AMC instead, and I lost everything.
Oh, no. If only you had just believed in Shake Shack.
I should have put it in Shake Shack.
Yep.
I should have put it in Flock.
Yeah.
No.
Pretty crazy. Yeah, so now that this season's officially closed, I'll go ahead and start up the next season. So the next segment for me will be We Are Investing Part 2, where I'll get new recommendations from all of you. And then based on these, I'll put additional money into first, second, and, you know, third place, respectively. Mm. Okay. So, GoTo Amanda, you're going to have to... You have a little bit more of a hill to climb. But...
Okay.
Okay. And, yeah, that was the... side note, we are not a financial investing podcast.
Yeah, so, yeah. You gotta put that in
there. Little disclaimer. Yeah, yeah.
Your Oros Legal is going to be on our ass. All right.
Yep, yeah, yeah. Yeah, but yeah, thank you for your investing tips. It helped me out a lot.
Yeah, nice. Dude, you should put it more in Shake Shack.
I know, right?
I think that just goes to show that you gotta go for food. That's the main thing. Forget the other stuff.
Human food. Not animal food.
Yeah. I think I might go for like my next pick, I'll do like McDonald's or something.
Ooh, I don't know about that one.
Okay, I'll think about it more.
I call Burger King.
Burger King's not bad. Maybe I'll put like Subway or something. Baskin Robbins.
Subway. Baskin Robbins.
Those are all like things that are popular in Korea, but not really in America.
Burger King has to reclaim the flame campaign.
That's been there for a while. Okay. Yeah. When do I have to give you these by?
I mean, it's gonna be my next segment, so like
next rotation.
Next rotation. Okay, a month. Okay, time to research. Okay, all right, cool.
Research for a whole month.
All right. Thank you, Coach Mike, for we are investing. All right. Let's go ahead and spice test. Beppetto. I'll go ahead and give Beppetto a two out of four spice. It's still a good snack. It's reliable. It's like a staple, but kind of boring. But now that I see these flavors, I kind of want to try them. So I'll give it a bump it up a point later if I get them on November 11. Yeah. Okay. Anyone else?
I'm gonna give it a 1.5 out of 4. It's so like very symbolic of Korean culture, I think, because of the Beppetto Day. But the snack itself, I don't know, just.
Yeah, it's not satisfying.
Yeah.
It's not a binge.
It's not a binge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or even a choco mushroom.
Oh, yeah.
Choco similar.
Yeah.
Like a biscuit with chocolate.
Yeah.
That's like another snack either. That has like a Korean and Japanese version, the choco mushroom.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true.
But then Korean version is like a mushroom shape, and then the Japanese version is like a square. Kind of shit.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But they're all in like one package too. So once you open it, you have to eat the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to. You can wrap it up.
It's going to get stale. Mm. Or, you know, ants will get on it.
Huh? Yeah. Okay.
Ants. Dude, we left out some, or Coach and Mena left something out.
You changed weed to Coach and Mena.
No, because that happened when I was gone.
So we got a pastry from Party Baguette. And then Alex and I, we shared a bit, and then whatever was left on the counter, and then Alex left the next day, and then after he left I went to eat it like that morning, and it was like it was covered.
Was it exposed? You didn't put it back in the packaging,
the wrap?
It was just like the patty baguette, those like paper
bread.
Bag
yeah bread paper bag packaging.
Oh. It wasn't sealed.
Oh, it wasn't one of those sticky clear plastic.
No, no.
No. Oh. Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, that we're on the fifth floor too.
That means
yeah.
Ants like are always like on the lookout. There's always like a lone ant somewhere going through.
I don't know.
How does that work? Like,
because of that, I cleaned out the whole kitchen.
Oh.
After Alex left. But I actually didn't see any more ants.
Hmm.
Aside from like the ones that were on the pastry or the pastry bag.
Yeah, I don't know how it happens.
So, I don't know where they're coming from or like where they came from.
It must be scouting ads, right? They're just everywhere. We just don't see them.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Anyways, I'll jump in. I'm also going to give Beppetto 1.5 out of 4. Same reasons Gochi Mena gave it. I feel like, though, it has the potential to become a really great snack. Like, why are they so focused on November 11th?
Why don't they make any?
Huh?
The sticks.
I know, but like, I'm saying, like, expand it out a bit.
You know, actually, about November 11th, you know, I worked at Juul. One of the campaigns to sell we wanted to launch before November 11th in China, because they wanted to do a Beppetto Day kind of thing.
Yeah.
With Juul's.
Juul Day.
Yeah. It is. To think of it, like, it's so stupid.
But they could do like every 11th of the month. It's like a Beppetto Day.
That's too much. It's not as impactful. Come on, 11-11.
You get more sales throughout the year, not just.
Oh, so you're going to celebrate September 11th with Beppetto?
Jesus.
What? You just said celebrate on every 11th of the month.
I don't know. Or somehow promote it so that people eat it at 11:11 every single day. Twice a day.
There you go. Then you get more sales.
Oh, that'd be a really good commercial.
Oh, yeah. Like making a wish at 11:11?
Mm.
Yeah. That's a good idea. Oh. Go to Mike. Your score.
Man, I think I've only had Bepro like once or maybe twice. So I don't feel qualified here. I'll give it like a two. It was fine, but obviously not, you know, it was good, but not good enough for me to go out and seek on a daily basis or whatever. Though I'm like just kind of averse to snacks as it. Yeah, it's fine for what it is.
Mm. Okay. You got to try the choco cookie flavor. See how it's different from chocolate.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Do it side by side. Gotcha.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Well, that was our episode on Bepro. Oh, I'm sorry. Now, kind of a rocky episode, I feel. Coming back into this is kind of a hard to get back into the swing of it. And
also, I thought it was a great episode.
Oh, really? Wow. Positive. Also, I'm a little sick, too. I don't know if you can tell. So it was kind of hard to go to, talk and think of things to talk about. Also, I forgot to mention that this is like a theme month. We're doing the Korean snacks.
Oh,
So, name.
What's the theme? What's the month called? Yeah.
Oh, name to be determined. Well, really, oh, wow. I mean, well, it'll be released by the time Coach Alex posts the episode. Yeah.
Right.
Or okay. Coach Mike posts the episode. It'll be released by then. Okay. Gotta get better still. But thanks for listening to our podcast. And, follow us on social media as usual. And let us know if Pepero passes your spice test with hashtags.
Hashtag marketing play. Hashtag are you sure not 11? Hashtag KFC article. Hashtag different people, different dogs. Hashtag spicy or sour. Hashtag binge please. And hashtag never forget with Pepero.
Oh, shit. That's a good one.
Oh, my God.
Not the last one. That was kind of. Yeah, I heard you. Yeah, I heard
second
that.
Second last one was good.
Yeah, second last one was good. Binge please. Yeah, binge, they should do an ad for that American version for a binge. Would that pass? I don't know. Actually,
I think it'd be fine. There's like lots of advertising that's like similar to that. I think.
Oh, then they should do it. That sounds like a good idea. I mean, it wouldn't go well in Korea because they wouldn't get it as much, but like, yeah, an American market.
I feel like the last one would make a good one too.
Who would?
The last one. Last hashtag would make a good,
very moving really? Commercial.
Yeah, they can make a moving one,
and they have like a ribbon version of the special edition ribbon Pepero.
Oh my god, yes.
that sounds problematic. That sounds like you're going for the right kind of idea, but like it's coming off wrong.
And they can like donate some of the proceeds.
Donate
of that particular flavor. Mm.
To what?
I don't know. TSA?
Huh? Anyways. And, anyways. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, spicy. No problemo.